Okay, here we are. It's great to see everybody. Right now, I think I can hear everyone. Ooh, I see Shalom Fuchs. Shalom Vracha. It's great to see everyone. On Erev Shabbos in Yeshiva, we've been doing the Hakdamas of the Ramban. And it's been going great. We actually did the Hakdama to Bereishis. It took quite a few weeks. And maybe even took a whole zman. What I would like to do now, What I would like to do now is go over the Hakdama of the Ramban in Shmos. Now, the reason why we're doing this now is not because I think we're starting Shmos. I know we're well into Shmos. We're about to finish. But really, really, what's going on in the Hakdama of the Ramban and Shmos is he explains how we're climaxing with the Mishkan. Sometimes the most monotonous parshias are Vayakal and Pekudei. They're somewhat of a repeat of everything that we saw in Truma and Tetzaveh. It almost seems like, what are we doing over here? Definitely harder for Shnayim Mikra. But in reality, this is the climax of the entire Sefer Shmos. Is the actual building of the Mishkan. So you, in Truma and Tetzaveh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mitzaveh. He's telling us what to do. But here in Vayakal Bekudei, it's actually happening. And the truth is that this is the Indian that we're dealing with now, this coronavirus. You know, everybody's talking about it. And I had sent a shmooze to the podcast that I think was a little bit too light, too joking, and because the situation is very grave, so I even did not put that onto the website because I just felt like we're in a very serious situation. Rav Gamliel Rabinovich said we should view it like we're getting kicked out of shul. Meaning it's not just that we can't daven in shul. I myself has also been quarantined over here, but essentially we're getting kicked out of shul, and the shul is the makom of hashras hashchina. So we have to really, we have to do tshuva. It's not a joke. It's a serious thing to not be able to daven in shul. I mean, it's not something that's regular. There are a lot of gzeris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, but the shul is the makom of Shechina. Just like the Mishkan was the makom of Shechina, the shul is the makom of Shechina. So the topic that we're talking about here is basically building a house for the Shechina. That's really the whole idea of the Mishkan. So let's look. I think we got a text of the Ramban. I have one here. It's very short. So we'll be able to do it together and just see how Sefer Bereishis and Shmos connect. Here we go. Shalom, I like seeing you over there. It's worth it just to see you. This is good technology. I'm usually not a big fan of technology. If I get to see you, so I'm in good shape. Everybody else I can't see, but I don't know how this works. So Ishlim HaKasav Sefer Bereishis, who Sefer Yitzira, B'chidosh HaOlam B'Yitziras Kol Notzar. Bereishis ended the creation of the world. Ubimikre avos kulam shehem kinyan yitzira lezarim. Here the Ramban says something fascinating. Sefer Bereishis is not only a sefer of the creation of the world, but it's a sefer of the creation of the Jewish people. So you have the creation story as being the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, and then the entire story going from Adam HaRishon all the way through Avram Avinu, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, all the way through the Shvatim, ending at Parshas Vayechi, is the building of the creation of Klal Yisrael, which is already the Ramban is saying a tremendous chiddush. He's saying that you should know Sefer Bereishis as the book of creation, not just the book of creation of the world, but the book of creation of Klal Yisrael. And this reminds me of the Rashi. Rashi says in Maisa Bereishis, Vayera Vayiboker Yom Hashishi, that what does it say on the sixth day? Because the world was created for Vav Sivan. Shmuley Lazar just popped in. Shmuley, you hear me? You're smiling. I can't see you, but I can see your teeth, and I see you brushed your teeth today. Good job. Anyway, Shmuley's keeping those teeth clean. Oh, wow. How did you get there? Shalom. Yisrael, Shmuley, good to see you. This is kind of like a reunion, so it's hard to run a Ramban shir. Okay. Anyway, so the Ramban is being mechadish over here that that this is the world of creation of Sefer Bereishis is the creation of the world and Klal Yisrael. So that's what I was saying. Yom HaShishi, the world was created for Vav Sivan. What does it mean the world was created for Vav Sivan? Essentially, until Matan Torah, the world was in a state of flux. It wasn't settled. Meaning, there's a direct relationship between creation and Klal Yisrael. And that's why the book of Bereishis is about creation of Klal Yisrael. Mipnei shekol mikreim siyurei dvarim lirmoz ladia kol ha'asid lavo lahem. Ubimikrei ha'avos kulam shem ke'inyim yitzira lizarim. Also, there's a concept the Ramban uses many times over called Maisa Avos Simen Labanim. Maisa Avos Simen Labanim is the Chiddush of the Ramban, is that part of our genetic pool in history is that whatever Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov did essentially turns into our history. Avraham went down to Mitzrayim, we went down to Mitzrayim. Avraham left wealthy, we leave wealthy. Yitzhak dug wells, Avram dug wells, Yitzhak dug wells, the wells are connected Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, Bayis Shlishi. So they were busy creating blueprints for the Jewish people. So the Sefer Bereishis is a book of creation also of the Jewish destiny and everything that will happen in the future. So it's not only the creation of Klal Yisrael, but it's also the creation of our future. Bacharei Shehishlim Ayitzira Hiskel Sefer Acher, Binyan HaMaisa Abba Min HaRamaz Mehem. Then came Sefer Shmos. V'nechiyachet Sefer Ve'el Shmos, Binyan HaGolos HaRishon HaNigzar. We start with the Golos of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Mitzrayim. And then the Geula from Mitzrayim. V'lachin Chazav Hiskel B'Shmos, Yordim Mitzrayim Misparim Afal Pishik Far Nechtav. The Ramban here is dealing with a problem. The Sefer Bereishis ends with Klal Yisrael going into Mitzrayim, and Sefer Shmos starts with the same thing. It almost seems repetitive. But he says no, because the end of Sefer Bereishis is Klal Yisrael being built and going into slavery, and the beginning of Shmos is the process of Geula, so you have to mention it twice. V'lachein chazur v'hiskel v'shemus yardim mitzrayim misparim afal pishikvar nechtav v'avor ki ridyasam sham hu reishis ha-galus. Going down to Mitzrayim was the beginning of the galus, even though the brothers just went there for food and they were living prosperously there from the beginning. But nevertheless, once we go into Mitzrayim, it's the beginning of a galus. Ki az That's when it began. When does Gullus end? This is a very interesting question. When does Gullus end? So Gullus should really end when we end up in Eretz Yisrael, right? That's what we would think. So here the Ramban says, Ad Yom Shuva Mel Makomam, until they get to their place, Vel Milas Avosam Yashuvu. Here's the beautiful thing the Ramban says, that everything has to come full circle. We lost a lot of our madregas in Mitzrayim. We actually, went down to the Memtesh Shari Tuma. So he writes that part of Sefer Shmos is to return to the level of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. You know, there's idea Yuridas Hadoros, right? But Yuridas Hadoros is not supposed to happen when you're building a nation. So we had to get built up in Sefer Shmos somehow, be catapulted to a high level of Kedusha, to return to the levels of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, right? Like we know, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they had a Nevuah on the level of Yechezkel ben Buzi, and at Maimed Har Sinai, they spoke to Hashem. They themselves heard the word of Hashem personally. So they're going to their Milas HaAvos. While Klal Yisrael was wandering in the desert, even though they were free from their taskmasters, from the Egyptians, they still had no home. If you don't have a home, you're still considered a person or a nation in Gullus. Once we got Har Sinai and they established a Mishkan, Shava Kadosh Baruch Hu v'hishrei shchinasu b'neihem, as shava u'mayla savosam. Here we have a fascinating chiddush. I mean, we're on mute right now, so I can't present the question to the public. Maybe next time we'll take it off or after everything's done. It's really, I like seeing you over there. Are you off mute?
It can be interactive. Turn off the mute.
Okay, so what do I do? Everyone, can you hear me?
How is it? You made it or no?
Oh. Okay, so I'm coming. 1 second. So,
okay.
All right, so can Zevi, can you hear me? You can hear me? I hope everyone can hear me. Danielle, you can hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah,
yes,
we can hear you.
We can hear, we can hear.
Okay, so there's a huge chiddush over here. The chiddush is that you would think that when does Klal Yisrael leave Gullus? They leave when they get to Eretz Yisrael. That's what we would have thought. The Ramban says something amazing here. When is it considered that you have returned to your place? When you have Shekhinah in your life. This is what we were saying that I heard from Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, this painful idea that, you know, if we're not able to daven in shul, I myself cannot daven in shul this Shabbos. Many of the shuls are closed. I'm on the Rechavia side of town and a lot of elderly people. The shuls are closed. I can't say in every community, but Rav Gamliel was saying that the makom of Shekhinah is shul. If a person can't get to shul, we have to be chozer b'tshuva. Shekhinah means that Hashem's presence is resting upon us. And that's when we've left Gullus. It doesn't need to be in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, this is a good, you know, the Satmar would like this Ramban's Hakdama because, you know, obviously the Satmar love Eretz Yisrael, but over here the Ramban saying that the real ikker of leaving Gullus is having the Shekhinah rest on you. So at Har Sinai, we had the Shekhinah rest on us, and then we had a Mishkan. A Mishkan was a place for the Shekhinah. But also a Mishkan, v'shava kadosh baruch hu v'hishra Shekhinah so b'neihem. Then the Shekhinah returned. As shavu el milas avotam shehu sod eloka aleihem. He's saying a huge thing there in the Ramban. The Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov were people who had the Shekhinah resting on them as people, as individuals. That's the way they lived. They were like mini Beis HaMikdashes. Each one of them, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, were like a Beis HaMikdash. How do you get a whole nation to be like Avram and Yitzhak and Yaakov? To somehow get the Shekhinah to be Shoreh on the entire nation. And the whole Sefer Shmos is about returning to the Mishkan. That's this week's Parsha, Vayakol Pekudei. Vayakol Pekudei is the climax of Klal Yisrael getting the Shekhinah back. So even if it's hard in Shnayim Mikra to learn these Parshias, and it seems a little bit repetitive from what we've done, it's a climax of the entire Sefer. This is how the Sefer ends, that Klal Yisrael constructed successfully a home for the Shekhinah. And now each one of us is collectively like Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. That's what it means. Behem heim ha-merkava. Chazal say that Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov were a merkava. Merkava is kind of like a car or a chariot. What were they a chariot for? They were a chariot for the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah rested on the Avos HaKadoshim, and they were literally like a chariot for the Shekhinah. Klal Yisrael also became that when they got the Mishkan. Va'az nechshefu ge'ulim, then they were considered redeemed. Fascinating. Meaning the definition of redemption in Yiddishkeit is not just a bunch of old slaves just running loose, free from their master. It's having direction in life, understanding your purpose here, and having a connection with Hashem. If a person doesn't have a proper connection with Hashem, so then they're not redeemed because they have no direction in life and they don't have a proper relationship. This is why Sefer Shmos ends with the Mishkan, because the Mishkan had the kavod of Hashem dwelling there constantly. So let's just sum up what we saw. The Ramban here did something amazing. And for whoever was in our Hakdama to Sefer Bereishis, we don't get this there. The Ramban gave a mini Hakdama to Bereishis too. He says, Bereishis is a Sefer that is the book of creation. What creations were created in Bereishis? Essentially, the world and Klal Yisrael. The world was created, Klal Yisrael was created, and also the Avos, because of a concept that the Ramban uses many times in Sefer Bereishis, Ma'ase Avos Simen Labanim, that whatever the Avos did, they were creating blueprints for the future of the Jewish people. That all happens in Bereishis. So Bereishis is a book of creation. It ends with the brothers going into Mitzrayim because it sort of finishes the creation of Klal Yisrael and begins the Gullus. Shmos, Sefer Shmos, which we're finishing now, so whoever thought we're not going to have a Dvar Torah for Shabbos, this is the best Dvar Torah because we have a Dvar Torah on the entire Sefer Shmos. Right? Vayakol Bekudei finishing Sefer Shmos. Shmos is the book of exile and redemption. The Jewish people go as a family down to Mitzrayim, even though they're prosperous there in the beginning and they're doing quite well, but they've left their home, they've left Eretz Yisrael, and they're beginning a process of falling, of losing themselves, eventually to get to the point of Memtesh Shari Tuma. And then we get our Geula, but the Geula is not leaving Mitzrayim, according to the Ramban. That's only the beginning of a gula, because if you're running out of a Daniel, I like seeing you over there, Daniel Meyer. It's good to see you. If you're running over, running loose without direction, that's not freedom. That's called just being a vilde chaya. So what's going on over here is that the gula is returning to the Shekhinah. Just like Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov were zochet, that the Shekhinah rested upon them. Ha'avos heim heim ha-merkava. They are the chariot of the Shekhinah. Klal Yisrael collectively at Har Sinai and followed on a constant level in the Mishkan were zochet to a situation of Hashra's Hashchina. And again, this is a very important point for us for this week's for this week, you see, Ellie, you're on there. This is this is Ellie. He's joined our shir. This is a very important message for not davening in shul, is that we're losing something. You know, I wasn't thinking in that way. I was thinking more that a person should just watch their health. But it's something more than that. It's, shalom. Shalom aleichem. Your son's looking good over there. It's much, much more than that. It's about not having the opportunity to have Ashras Hashchina.